Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get out of here.
Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's some Febreze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick?
Don't ruin science.
Sorry.
Jess?
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko?
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh. Oh, we got a bit of Friday energy in the studio today.
Good morning. Ooh, spooky Friday too.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it Friday the 13th?
Yeah, it is.
As I say, every Friday the 13th, I was born on Friday the 13th.
The spookiest day of all.
And that explains a lot.
And they literally said to my mum, he's due, it's Friday the 13th, it was 3 p.m. Do you want to try and hold on till after midnight?
Is that an actual thing?
And mum's like, no, get the gremlin out. Yeah.
Just hold on. Just squeeze, Kate.
This was in 1991, so, you know, a bit different then.
Different times.
Yep. You know?
Yeah. It's like there's no 13th floor in a lot of hotels still. That superstition is still built in.
Mm-hmm. I used to live on the 13th floor in my previous apartment.
Oh, there you go. They were like, please.
And Morgan would always forget the keys and lock herself out.
Oh, that's because it was the floor.
I bet you if you lived on floor number 14, wouldn't have
never
happened.
Never happened. No. Not once. Mm-mm. $300 every time to get them to come in. Oh,
$300.
Oh, man. Don't they rot you in places like that?
Yeah.
It happened about 4 times, which is too many.
Too many.
I remember vividly when I was living in Adelaide, and I lived in an apartment complex, floor 5, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And my partner had locked ourselves out of the apartment, and we called up the landlord, and she was trying to say it would be $150 for her to come and do it. And we saw her in the hallway.
Don't you love
she
it?
She was seeing another tenant for just one of their regular 3 monthly inspections.
$150
and she's just like,
just
it's going to ruin my day. It's going to $150 and I'll do it for you. And then we're in the hallway and she starts walking back towards us and we're like, oh, hello. She gets a little care and was like, there you go.
Did you then pay up? Did you write her a check?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Yeah. They always get you in those.
Yeah,
they really raise the
rent $50 a week a couple of weeks later. Just like,
really?
Okay. Just for 3 weeks, just to, to pay off your $150 bill. Hey, boys, I had a very interesting incident that occurred with a girlfriend last night, and I'm just not sure if it's normal. What she did and what she made me do, I'd like to get into it with you. I think she'd still be asleep. That's why I want to do it early.
This is my weird friend edition. Yeah, kind of, yes.
You've ripped off the band-aid early to tell us about this.
I know, because yes, I think she'd still be sleeping. So
okay.
I'd like to tell you about it before she wakes up.
This is normally stuff we do in prime time, but we're going to do it now.
Okay. Yeah.
This is great.
Stick around. It's R&B Fridays too. Kicking off with Nelly, Hot and Her. It's Hit 106.9. Happy Friday.